Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Father, we thank you for these offerings today, Lord, and we thank you for those that are watching by live screening. We thank you so much, Lord, for the seeds that are being sown. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, we're going to continue on from last week. We talked about enduring, you know, last week is in Hebrews 12. And if you would, you can go back there. I like what Pastor Terry was sharing this morning. Thank God for him being here this morning and just being back with us today. And, you know, when he said we got to look up, we have to look to Jesus. Amen. You know, and just thank God that, excuse me, thank God that what the devil meant for evil, God would turn it for his good. You know, sometimes when we go through things, we don't see the good that God is doing. But God is doing a work even in the midst of our adversities, our disappointments, our oppressions, and whatever we go through. God is going to turn that and work it for his good. And whether you realize it or not, you know, and I'm going to say this, you'll be a better person afterwards. You know why? Because God is going to do an inward work in you, okay? And you'll be a better person. You'll be more like him. And now I mean, you know, that's the aim of Christ. That's the aim of God, is to conform us into the image and the likeness of Christ. Whenever we face things, that's what God is. He's going to use that. He's going to use those situations to conform us more into his likeness. And when he begins to do that, how many know our outlook on life, we begin to perceive things differently, okay? You know, so that's a free one there, okay? Are you at Hebrews 12? Okay. All righty. Let's see. Let me get there, and then we'll get started, okay? All right. Hebrews 12, verse 1, it says, therefore, since we have a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily entangles us. We talked about that last week. I'm just pulling you up to date. But verse 2 is what we're going to talk about today. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow wearied, and lose heart. And notice what he's saying. Consider what Jesus went through so that we won't grow weary and lose heart. You know, and I want to talk to you about today is looking to Jesus. Looking to Jesus. The word author there, it carries a word, what the word author means, that the beginning or rule, he is the originator, the founder, leader, chief, authority, dominion, power, first. He was it. He's the author of our faith. He's the beginning of our faith. He's the originator. In other words, he went through everything that you and I will ever face in life.